Well, today we celebrate the feast day of the Holy Family. And I look out at all these beautiful families that we have here. And so many of us are doing our best, or you're doing your best to bring up your children to be strong in the faith, to be devout, to love God deeply in your lives. We're living in a time right now where that's being challenged. But I believe, too, and I was discussing this beforehand, I believe, too, that, you know, one gets to the point where you wonder where God is. You know, we've been calling out to Him. We've been praying. And yet, evil seems to be continuing to advance. And I'm not a prophet. I don't try to predict the future. I only try to guess what God might be up to, hopefully for the edification of all of our faith. We try to understand, and so, for one reason, that we don't lose hope, that we know God is there and does answer prayers. But sometimes I think God answers prayers in a better way than we expected. It's not exactly how we planned it. It's not exactly what we called out for. But it's a better way for our betterment. And so one possibility is that God, with His permissive will, is allowing some of these things that are entering in order to get us on fire, to get us more dedicated. You know, I'm wondering if we're entering into a time where there'll be an amazing revival in all of Christendom, a renewal of faith, because we have to. We have to draw closer to God, to call out to Him, and to become strong in faith. I was reading something from one of my favorite, hopefully a future saint, Father John Hardin. And he talked about these times. And this was back, I think this, what I read here was in 1998. Clyde said that he was at retreats often with Father Hardin. God bless you. I wish I did that too. Anyway, a saintly man, somebody that I've included throughout my book that I wrote, The Church Militant Field Manual. But this one's really struck me, and I think it spoke, even though written 22 years ago, I think it speaks loudly to our time. And here's the part I want you to share with you. Father John Hardin writes, "The primary mission of the Holy Spirit is to make us holy, which means to enlighten our minds and liven our wills with the grace of God. Never in the history of Christianity has the church needed holy people more than in our day. The murder of innocent unborn children has become the law of most of once was a civilized nations throughout the world. The propaganda of untruth and the consequent multiplication of evil have no counterpart in any previous period in human history. There is no other solution for the crisis of our age than for holy people to be channels of grace to a world that is starving for divine truth and dying out of thirst for the love of God. This is the mission of the Holy Spirit. As we approach the 21st century, it is nothing less than producing saints among Christians in every state of life. Ordinary bishops, ordinary priests, ordinary religious, ordinary fathers and mothers, ordinary Catholics will not even survive the massive revolution through which the church is going in our day. We need heroic Catholics, sanctified by the Holy Spirit, to restore even sanity in the modern world. By His divine power, where sin has abounded, there grace will even more abound beyond all human expectations. There is only one proviso. We must cooperate with this grace for the redemption of the modern world. And there's the kicker. We must cooperate with this power, with this grace. Grace, the very word means gratis, gift that we've been given. But we can shun that gift. We can forget about that gift. We can take the gift for granted. We can do all things but cooperate with the grace of God that God has given us. So how do we do that? The primary way we do that is to be as obedient as we can possibly be. We're called to do it God's way. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Our fiat, right? Behold, I'm the handmaid of the Lord. Behold, we're the servants of the Lord. I want to do it your way, not mine, or the world's. And so, in order for us to get powered up in the power of grace, we simply do it the way God has shown us, the way He's revealed it to us. Yes, sacred scripture, sacred tradition, the way God has revealed it through our amazing saints, through the Blessed Mother. And so this is something I really want us to concentrate on as a family of God. We need to plug into grace. Oftentimes I use modern images. You know, your phone, the power gets down. What do you got to do? You got to plug it in. And then it is 72 and then 78 and then 85 and it gets to 100%. We need to plug into God. One of the things I just started about a week ago, in fact, the Lord brought it to me a half hour, an hour before Mass started that weekday. And I announced it at that Mass that we were doing it at that day and from now on. At the end of every daily Mass, I will expose the Blessed Sacrament. I'll climb into the confessional. And at the end of that hour, which is, 9 o'clock, I will offer benediction. That's just the first thing that God has given me. I think another one that I come back to that I want to emphasize, what are those daily habits? Again, this is obedience. What are the beautiful ways that we can practice our devotion unto God? What have you revealed to us, God? And so I outlined in the book that I wrote, but I actually put together, here's actually, I got this on eBay. This is actually a little prayer book, my military missal from World War II. Look how small it is, fits in your pocket, right? This little missal. But in there are the essential daily prayers that we need, and the prayers that can follow along with the Mass. All right there. These soldiers would carry this with them in order to pray their prayers. I thought that was the coolest thing in the world, and so I made one. This one has kind of a leather feel to it. And because it has a leather, it's a little more pricey. Not terribly, I don't think, but here's the other thing the Lord said in my heart. I want to make these by the zillions, only in a affordable form. Paperback. This is actually paperback. It has kind of a leather feel to it, but anyway, what's in here? The essentials. You wake up in the morning, you pray your morning offering. We need to get in that habit that, of course I do that. You can keep your little book next to you, and before you know it by heart. We need to pray the Angelus prayer. At 6 o'clock in the morning if you're up, and then noon and 6 p.m. We need to get in that habit. I'm kind of blessed that way because these bells go off and my walls shake because I'm right near the church and I'm like a robot. The angel of the Lord declaring to Mary, and she's just go right off onto the Angelus. Maybe you could set little things on your computer, your watch, or whatever. But to get in that habit too. How about taking some moments, even if it's a few minutes, to read sacred scripture? Now, I hope you've come to understand, as I have, and we actually teach this, there's an anointing from reading sacred scriptures. It's like we get into the mind of God, and we begin to hear him more clearly. When we read words from sacred scripture, all of a sudden the conversation starts with God. There's an anointing to it. We want to understand the teaching of God by reading sacred scripture, but he continues to teach us in our minds and hearts. Take some time during the day, and so that's called mental prayer. You know, so I'm kind of using a simpler form. Take some time during the day. That's called Lectio Divina. The next one I was going to talk about is mental prayer. You know, just stop. Just stop and just be quiet. Speak, Lord, your servant is listening is one of the prayers I pray. And again, that's right out of Scripture. And I think that anoints that time. And that's called mental prayer. You know, pray a rosary every day. You know, and before you go to bed at night, just ask yourself, and God, how'd I do today? Yeah, I messed up here. Okay, I got to learn from that. I beg your forgiveness, God. And here's where I did pretty good. And I got to keep going in that direction. You know, an examination of conscience to close your day. Get to Mass if you can, beyond the times of obligation. And as I said, what I've been promoting too is adoration. You know, if it's absolutely impossible for you to get to a church when Mass is not offered, get to church early, just before Mass, or stay a little later. That's why I'm offering it next to the daily Mass, because you're here already. You know, to be able to do it that way. I'm going to listen to God more and more. You know, we've got our evangelization team that's becoming stronger in our faith. But here's the point, the whole thing. We need heroic Catholics more than we've ever needed before in our lives. Today we celebrate the Feast of the Holy Family, okay? We began year 2020 with the Three Hearts Novena, where we consecrated ourselves to Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. We began the year calling out to the Holy Family, but the Holy Family, okay, is that perfect model, as perfect as humans can get, of obedience to God, to live that devoted life, to live nearer unto God every moment of every day. And as our first reading talked about, by the way, this is like 4-point print here, so, and not much better up at the altar here, so I'm struggling a little bit, and either I'm starting to die or the lights came down in here too, so I'm stumbling a little bit beside my poor Latin. Anyway, but we're called here to be channels of grace. As Father Harton talked about, we need heroic Catholics to be channels of grace. Here's what I caution you with. Right now, you know as well as I do, the demons are manifested right now as demons of rage in our culture. I mean, it's just like, this is incredible what's going on. The rage is all around us. And if we're not careful, we get caught in it too. You know, we look at our family member or friend. What'd you say that for? What did you do that? How dare you? We get triggered so easily because there's a manifestation of, it's like a zillion demons of rage are floating around in our culture right now. For whatever reason, we need to be careful. But here's what we need to do. We need to be the antidote, huh? We need to be the cure for all that. By what? By bringing our channel of letting grace flow through us. Be that but you can't give away what you don't have. That's why we got to get powered up. We got to get plugged in. That's why I said, this is the ways that we've been taught to do that. So do it that way. Don't do it a different way. Do it exactly God's way and watch what happens. But we need to be conduits of God's grace. St. Paul said, above all, be channels of charity, love. Love is an other-centeredness. You matter more than I do. I want the best for you. To will the good of the other for the sake of the other, as St. Thomas Aquinas defined it. And so bring that grace out into the world. Yeah, we need to stand for truth. But hollering and screaming it and demanding it, and God forbid, appearing to be elitist in the way that we present it, is not of God. We need to be convincing. And we can't convince others that this truth is truth, that it's good for us, that it changes the world, if we've got this scowl on our face and that finger pointed. We need to be, that's what St. Paul was getting at. Love, 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 love. Let people see that God got in. And it made all the difference in the world. And I'm desirous in every way I can to want to give this love away. I got all this love, it's overflowing in my life. I want to give it away. And I want to help you. I want to help you understand that the ways of the world, the lies, the propaganda, everything that's coming at us right now, it's not good for you. It's poison. We need to take the vaccine of the grace of God, the antidote that will cure or heal this land, as it says in 2 Chronicles 7:14. If we turn away from our sinful ways and seek His face, we call out to Him. So this gets back to about the wonder of adoration. Seek His face. Get eye to eye. Toe to toe. Or one of the ways I've been saying is get face to foot. Throw yourself at the feet of Jesus. I love you. I need you. I want to do anything I can to please you. To be channels of His grace. So my brothers and sisters, we're going into training. I know many of you are doing great, but I think all of us need to just get better at it. We're being called, especially in this time, to be heroic Catholics. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen.